Have black cats gotten a bad rap? A look at the origin of our superstitions is next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size last week. Her name was Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds in only 7 days, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Try Right Size before you buy it. For your free 2-week trial, call 1-800-388-1216. That's 1-800-388-1216. 1-800-388-1216.
With more practical tips and useful advice, here's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, August 16th, the 228th day of the year. Kathy Lee Gifford celebrates a birthday, and on this day in 1977, Elvis Presley died at his home in Memphis at the age of 42. Irish lore holds that tomorrow begins a period known as Cat Nights. It is a legend about witches who take the form of cats, a story that is probably responsible for our superstitions about black cats. There are many cultures, though, where black cats have been associated with good luck. Fishermen's wives once kept black cats to bring luck to their husbands at sea. It's often said that to dream of a black cat brings good luck, and an old folk remedy held that a sty on the eyelid could be cured by rubbing it with the tail of a black cat. And there's your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about folklore at almanac.com.